Radio Eagle, das Campusradio an der PH Steiermark.
Hello and welcome to our podcast where we talk about the future robots and AI. But what is the future?
Mahatma Gandhi once said that the future depends on what we do today. The future is the time after today. In the future, life will be different.
We have new technology. I think the future is interesting. Maybe life will be easier if we have robots that will clean our house or mow our lawn.
I would like to have a robot that will do my homework.
And I would like a robot that will write my exams and tests.
Now that we're talking about technology, there's a new thing called AI. So what does AI mean?
AI means artificial intelligence.
And what does AI do?
AI is on a computer. It can learn, it can answer questions, and it needs a lot of energy.
Liana, quick question. Is AI always right?
No, AI isn't always right. I once asked AI how many E's does the German word for strawberry as if Erdbeere have. AI told me that it has 2 E's, but then I told it that it has 10 E's, and it agreed with me.
So that means we can't fully trust AI.
Yes, that's right.
Now, something about robots in the future. The future will change a lot. We will have robots, maybe even robotic pets, and lots of new stuff. What do you think about robotic pets?
I think robotic pets are creepy. And imagine you could have a pet that can eat real food and that can freeze. Or you can have a robo-pet that only needs energy.
But isn't that easier when you're a robotic animal just needs energy and nothing else?
I think that robotic pets will be really expensive. And maybe energy will also be more expensive than now.
Robotic pets will be easier to take care of, but real pets know that you're there, they care about you and they love you.
Will our daily routines change with robots?
Yes, I think so. Our daily routines will change. It already is kind of changing because my mom is a seamstress and she works and she had once like sewing machine that like talks already to her and it like said, "Hello, what would you like to sew today?" And that kind of creeped me out. But I think they're gonna be like already like a washing machine that will talk to you, a coffee machine that will say, "Hello, how are you today? What coffee would you like?" And lots of more interesting and new things. What is the uncanny valley effect?
So the uncanny valley theory basically says that the more human-like robots are, the more comfortable you feel around them. But at some point, if they're almost human-like, but there's like some, I don't know, wrong features at them, like their eyes being in the wrong position, I don't know, the mouths looking, I don't know, not real. Their smile, more like made by AI. And yeah, that just creeps me out. Some example for this is the doll Megan. It's from a movie and it's really creepy. There are some other stuff like liminal spaces, as it's called. Picture this. An empty mall. It looks pretty modern, but there are no people in it. And yeah, that's enough to creep you out.
Wow, really interesting. Thank you, Valentin.
Elvis, how will your future look like?
I think my future will be harder than right now, because right now I'm a kid. I only have to focus on school, not other things for now. But I think when I'm older, that I'll have to do more and more because I'll have to get a job, work in that job, take care of my family that they will have. And I just think it will be harder. But at the moment, life is pretty easy.
That's an interesting point. Thank you, Elvis.
The future will have lots of new surprises. Thank you, dear listener, for listening to this podcast. What will your future look like?
Radio Eagle. Radio Eagle, das Campusradio an der PH Steiermark.